Today, we have an icon from Dragon Ball YouTube Gaming here on the podcast. Stay tapped in.
Dado!
Hi, Nano. How's it going?
Thunder!
Oh, hey, Thunder. Nano. Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Wow. Welcome to the podcast.
You know what's weird is that you do every Key Moments podcast with Dada, right? So why did you feel the need to introduce him before?
Yeah, no, I like, that's the thing. We're still working on this guest episode flow.
Yeah.
And even though we had an with you, we still
couldn't quite get it. Why are you spoiling that?
Well, you intro'd that one like that one was coming first.
No. That one's coming.
This one's coming first.
Well, just
this one's coming first.
Just Toasty, you're gonna have to censor me when I say the thing I said.
Wait, what are you doing to Thunder?
Well, I like I said, we were doing a podcast with him, and he was sitting right over there, and that's when I was going this, and I'm just hitting it from behind, and then.
Wait a minute.
You just devolved into saying hitting from behind. Like, yeah. At the end. Like, you weren't even covering anything anymore. And the innuendo is that we were having sex.
I didn't know. I knew what I wanted the joke to be, but I didn't know what to say. Because normally you would add the audio in post, so I didn't have time, dude. I didn't have time to.
You were trying to hide saying "fuck him," and then you just said "fucking him."
I didn't do it, dude.
Anyways,
today, joke was way above my pay grade.
Today we have got Thundershot on the podcast, our first ever in person guest podcast here on Key Moments. Hope you guys were tapped in on this. Not as tapped in as Dada was on that bit. By the way, if you want to see an extended version of this podcast, you can go to Key Moments. You can't go to Key Moments. You can go to patreon.com/Key Moments or click join down below here on the YouTube video if you're watching us on YouTube. And you can get an extended version of this, a longer version of the podcast here with Thundershot over there. If that is something you're looking for, it's more Nano, more Dado, more Thunder. And you get access to our reactions. You get access to other bonus podcasts, gaming videos, immediate access to just basically every piece of bonus we've ever made. And at this point, we've been doing this for over 2 years. So it's a ton of bonus. For those of you that keep supporting us, thank you so much. But anyway, Thunder, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You said I'm the first IRL guest here.
You are.
So in terms of the podcast, you could call this like a key moment.
It is. Yes, it is. It's another key moment.
This is a key moment. You're correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So I think we're done here. Thanks for watching.
All right. We knocked another one out. Let's go.
That was quick.
Man.
Got that one out the way early.
Thunder. I'm sorry. Dada, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I was about
to. No, go ahead.
No, literally. Okay, I'll go ahead. Nano, you're the question guy. You got any questions for Thunder?
I do. Thunder. Who are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm Thundershot. You may know me from... Oh my God, I used to watch you 10 years ago when you made Xenoverse content. That was me. Also dabbled in Dokkan a little bit and did all that. And then I started streaming and have been doing that ever since. So,
yeah, I was going to say, isn't it lore that Nano, didn't he put you on? Or who was that?
Nano used to watch me in Omega. That's what
I know. Yeah. So I found Thunder after watching Omega. And one of my favorite Dokkan videos, like period, is when he is getting like shafted or whatever, and then he's like shitting on the game like crazy, and then he pulls something and he just randomly rambles into this like how America is great. I don't even know.
Oh, really?
I don't know, but at some point in America,
this is before that time period. This is before 2016.
Specifically this was 2016.
Wow.
No.
He was the catalyst.
He was campaigning for one of our
I didn't know.
Well, no, this sounds wrong. This doesn't sound right.
If I remember, you know what?
He related
his Dokkan pull to the campaign that year, and the person he pulled. Let's see, who would you associate those two people with?
Yeah, I pulled January 6th TN. Well, what a crazy, you remember the arc? You remember that arc?
Yeah. That was actually 4 years before. Anyways, no, but there was a, do you even know what video I'm talking about when I say this?
I made a two-parter video, right? And the first one was like, I'm done with Dokkan Battle.
Yes.
And then the second one, I pulled a good unit.
You pulled the character and...
You know, by splitting that into two videos, I lost an insane amount of subscribers.
No.
Everybody, like, every, like, hardcore... So I did it in jest to kind of, like, poke fun at people who take Dokkan too seriously, because that's the stage I was getting to at that point. And they took it really seriously, and they, like, left in mass.
Anyway, he does a speech with like a bit of an opacity of an American flag over the screen, and it was just great. It was fantastic. I also liked the T-Shot HQ videos as well.
Yeah, that's the ones where I can just like drip in sarcasm. I know I've got a good video where half the comment section gets the joke and they're laughing, and the other half of the comment section thinks I'm really serious and they're telling me how stupid I am. That's like, I haven't done a lot of them, but those are my favorite ones when they hit that marker in the middle.
Man, dude, I won't lie. I'll expose you right here and now. We recorded a Dokkan video that you've never released in 2025 together.
Yes, I got access to a couple Dokkan tools that made the game appealing to make videos on again. But I made it, and the update I was on was a little behind. But then like the Gogetas dropped, or Gogeta something yes. like that dropped like the next day with a new event and everything. So it was before I could get it up and going. It kind of felt null and void. But there is content in a computer somewhere.
It is one of the...
It's actually in that PC.
It's actually right there.
No,
right.
That one. The one, yeah.
Oh. Well, subtly off screen.
Toasty can vouch for this, but one of the negatives to covering gacha content is that it moves real fast, and videos can become old in a day. Videos can become old in 10 minutes.
Yep.
And that shit sucks. And one thing with gacha, you know, this is, you know, sorry, I'm not trying to like put words in your guys' mouth or anything if you are a gacha content consumer, but you guys definitely have been, I think, shaped to enjoy content a very certain way, and if it feels outdated or it feel whatever, it's just like you're like, oh, I'm out, like I'm dipping, like whatever, like I don't know. It's very interesting. These are just trends I've seen from doing this for so long. Anyways, not about me, it's about you.
Well, I feel like that whole, especially with gacha content, it's a lot of gaming content, but especially with gacha content and how fast it moves, it's either you're clicking on a video to get news, or you're clicking on a video to see a reaction of somebody reacting to the most recent news, or there's like specific gameplay challenges they want to see beat yes. that are also usually only like new for, you know, the first
couple
week
weeks.
Yeah.
Or maybe a week. There's a question I got to ask you, though. This is actually pretty, not to change the topic too seriously, so immediately. But what do you put in your hair?
Either Head and Shoulders and then a really cheap conditioner I got, or a shampoo called Nasarol and a really cheap conditioner I got.
Oh, okay.
This isn't its best day, but you know, it's
do you ever just get tired of taking care of that?
I haven't gotten tired of taking care of it. I have gotten more annoyed in the last couple of years with like it getting in my face or being in the way when I eat. So I wear it up a lot more now, but yeah.
How often do you wash?
I wash my hair. I try to every time I shower, but if I'm in a hurry or if I just showered like the day of or the day before, then I'll skip it.
It is kind of crazy. As I get older, as a man, I always think like when I see dudes with like long hair or just a good hairline, I'm like, damn, the Norwood scale just completely missed them. Just drove right by.
What's the Norwood scale?
Oh, jeez.
Educate us.
No, it's fine. I feel like I'm way out of my depth on this one. Well, Toasty, can you pull up the Norwood scale? Basically, Norwood
Jimmy, pull
is
up
like
the video that gorilla punching that guy's head off. Yeah. Sorry.
Jamie, go ahead and pull up something. Pull up crime rates in let's go, I don't know,
Chicago. Toasty,
I actually wanted to see this.
No,
he's not doing
I,
it.
No, I you, the you, first I, one I wasn't a joke. I want
no, really, why is this pulled up yet, man? Let's.
Did he already have it? No, he's just all right. Imagine. A little bit. Yep, there you go. And hold on. Just gotta get that up. And
all right, we've got.
So basically, I'll explain it while he's pulling up. The Norwood scale refers to the stages of male pattern baldness. You guys already know it. It's like, you know, an adult mature. Not for either of you guys, but a mature.
You'll lose it on the side. Hairline. You'll
yep,
lose
yep.
the
and you're
the
explaining
back.
The Norwood.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got a 3A or a 3. Just happens a lot. So
my chat tried telling me one day that my hair was receding, and I was like, I won't lie, I don't know that it is yet.
Yours, I don't think is.
You look
Thunder's,
very healthy.
Thunder's isn't. Mine definitely was. And when I was like losing a lot of
wait,
weight, it was.
Wait, when you say was. So did you stop it?
Yeah, I started getting on like preventative measures.
Oh shit!
I wasn't ready yet, but I don't know if anybody's
they
ready.
Have,
I was like, is anybody ever ready?
I don't know if anybody's ready.
They have a red light therapy like room in my gym, and that is supposed to be good for like stopping hair loss or promoting hair growth. Is just to blast your scalp for a few minutes with red light.
I have a helmet at home.
I do think like it's crazy because I do feel with like balding, I feel like. You just got to know what state. Like some people actually look good, like what's his name, Henry Cavill. And well, I mean, this isn't a fair comparison, but you know, he's got like a super. Like,
he's like a 2A.
He's like a 3. Oh, he might be a 2A. Actually, I didn't see that one. But his shit's kind of Norwooding up like a storm. But it looks fine. But then you get to like...
Yeah, believe it or not, Henry Cavill looks handsome.
Yeah, yeah. I know, crazy. Some people are still holding on a, at a 5A, and I'm like, it might be time to let it go, boss. Like, and you know, this...
Yeah, I mean, you're Homer Simpson with sides at that point.
A company wanted me to do a sponsor for them for hair loss, and I said it felt... I didn't take it because it felt wrong for me who's not experiencing it.
You naturally have a really good head of
hair. Yeah, and so I would feel like it's one of those commercials where you probably don't believe that the people that say they're taking the thing are taking the thing. And I was like, but like it's not like that anymore. And I was like, it feels dishonest for me to make this when I'm not taking those and I won't be taking those. And if anything changes, then sure. But at this current time, I don't need that. And
shoot him an email. Weird. Yeah, shoot him an email. Be like, "Hey, you circle back in about 5 years.
We'll keep me on the list, but just keep now.
Not right now. But if I get desperate enough, I'll show up, and you know, we'll see what happens.
I got really lucky, and I say that, and I might wake up tomorrow and all my hair might fall out. But my dad was balding, like completely bald by my age. Like he had the sides, but he's been wearing hats since I was like 3 years old.
Because he completely skipped over.
Yeah, same thing. Well, it's the same thing on my mom's side. My grandpa was balding. My mom's brother was balding, like all by 30. And so I don't know what happened to me, but I'm riding out for as long as I can.
So that pretty much answers my. I was gonna say, is this something that you never anticipate really probably having to cut the hair off?
I mean, I would cut it short again. For a little while, I was worried it wouldn't grow back, but I think it will. Like even if I were to, I wouldn't buzz.
I remember
it,
you've told me that before, and I remember I brought that up to my wife, and she's like, "Why would he think that?" Because I just mentioned it to her.
Had people tell me that, like, "Oh, my hair was like that, and I cut it all off, and it never came back." I'm like, "All right, well, you scared me into it."
But I just like, I don't know. Maybe this is just a me being a dude thing for me specifically, but I wouldn't want to put up with all that. Like, that would just get old to me. Like, I can wash my hair. Like, watching my wife have to take care of her long hair, which right now it's not that long, but still, it's like so much more effort. Like when she has to wash her hair, which she doesn't wash her hair every night. That's what I was curious if you did. I think she washes it like every like 3 or 4 nights or something like that. But I'm like, that's just too much effort. It takes way too long to wash it. I'm just like, and then I'm out. I'm done. You know,
probably
what I mean?
Taking considerably like better care of her hair than I am. Do you use conditioner?
I use it like once every week or once every 2 weeks.
Dotto?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but none of you guys are using like the 14-in-1 motor oil toothpaste.
No,
like,
no, I don't. I don't go that
body
crazy.
Wash. Yeah.
I'm very lucky in the fact that my wife's mom works in the hair like industry. Oh, okay. And so she has like all these samples and like she can get all the high grade stuff and stuff. And she lets us like try stuff. So I just always have some sort of like super fancy
try stuff. Just, hey guys, just actually like Fabio cut. Yeah. Did a little something different today.
Decided to spice it up. We don't have to talk about hair forever, but like
it's here. This is where we are.
It is a pain, but I'm one of those like shower thinkers. So like I will get in, like steam the shower, and I will be in there for 40 minutes anyway. Like even if like when my hair was short, like I would still just kind of stand there and like get lost in thought for a long time. So
well, I do that too, dude. I whip my phone out and I be having the notes app open.
You're texting in your shower?
What
y'all got?
How do you do that?
What do you mean?
How do you do that?
You got a waterproof case on there? What are you doing?
Well, phones are very waterproof, and B, yeah, I'm like I'm sitting there like in depth. I'm making like this notes list of all the things I need to do for the next day if it's at night or for that day if it's like during the day and shit. Like,
please
don't.
I feel like if somebody else tries this, their phone's gonna break.
Yeah.
I get out of the shower and it's just a few little small droplets on my phone just types an entire essay.
I can't even open my screen half the time because there's two drops of water on it.
One of my favorite shorts of yours is the water one. The water droplets. You know what we're talking about. And well, you do this in a shower?
But I don't have a bunch of water. Yeah, I mean, it's not like my phone is not like soaking wet. I'm just in a like.
What is the quick? What are you?
Well, hang on, wait. Do you guys stand towards the shower or away from it? Because I stand away from the shower.
It depends on what part of the shower is
hitting my back as I'm doing this. I'm not trying.
I'm trying to type this. I'm trying to bath and he's texting with his phone under the water. Just like it's like these guys are crazy. What are they talking about?
Lamau.
Wait. Dude, phones can be fully immersed. One time my kid wanted me to film something like under the water. Because he thought it would be really cool, and so I did. It was like he had a toy under the water.
I saw a woman.
Phones are waterproof.
No, I saw a woman in a phone store. Probably the last time I was in a phone store, she took one of the display phones that wasn't like hooked up to one of those weird string things and threw it because she was mad at the guy because she tried to return a phone And it's the phone advertises as waterproof, but he opened it up and she's like, it didn't get submerged in water. It got like a little wet once or like rained on or something, but it won't turn on anymore. And the guy opened it up and looked at the back and they have like a little like patch that detects how wet the phone has gotten. And he's like, ah, sorry, the patch says it indicates that it got fully submerged, so the warranty's null and void. And she was like, it's advertised as waterproof, but it didn't get fully wet. And they like fought about that for 10 minutes. And then she threw something and walked out. She's mad about it. But
I mean, yeah, that would be my luck.
So don't fully submerge your phone, even if it says it's waterproof.
This is not me telling you to do that. This is me just doing that because if it says it can.
He's built different.
I'm just going to do it. I don't know.
I just don't know what. I mean, I feel like I would agree that phone tech has gotten enough that like if it happens on accident, you could quickly grab it and maybe it'll work.
I will go put this in the sink full of water right now, dude.
You don't need to
do that. I just don't care.
We don't believe you.
We'll believe you.
That's like, your Dokkan device, man.
I do care, but I just know and trust in the device that it will be 100% fine. So like I don't like it is what it is.
I'm glad you have that confidence. I lack that confidence, but yeah, that's cool. I wish I could use it in the phone. To be honest, I spin in the shower. You know, like I just
I do a rotation like on the earth.
Rotation,
bro.
Yeah, I'm just
like a rotisserie chicken. Yeah, just making sure he's getting coated.
Yeah, like, what do you mean by you spin in the shower?
Like I'm not like he said, like rotate. Yeah, Toasty gets what I'm saying. Like I'm just trying to like let the water.
You
hit
said
me
it earlier,
angles.
Like you get in the shower and only face one direction the entire shower. Like, that's
water,
you
water to ass, and that's it.
For the most part, I do.
You don't rinse the front, like
not often.
Come out covered in suds in the front, man. Like I don't.
like a cartoon.
If you back up enough, it's just like you get your front
roll
too.
Over the front.
Nana's walking out of the shower with a shiny ass and swamp cock. Like,
just completely covered in suds in the front. Like, so the sink.
Oh, next shit. Week, I'm doing the other side.
Oh fuck, dude. Oh man, I could say something so privileged right now, and I'm not going to. Shit.
Well, wait, do you got the double? No.
What's like,
do you have dual heads? I've had dual head from both sides. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking sick, dude. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
dude. Wait, no. Can I say something? Because this is actually extremely relevant. The shower we have here at the studio is so fucking obnoxious because the valves, and this happens in a lot of showers, the valves to turn on the water, there's two, are up against the farthest wall from the door. And then there's a shower head from above and a shower head on front. So the first time I took a shower, I have no idea which one activates what.
Yes,
I am in a Russian roulette situation where if I flip the wrong switch, I am completely fucked. So the first...
What wire?
I'm still, even though I'm confident I figured out the system now, I go in, I'm fully butt-ass naked when I'm doing this. So I gotta like flip it and then I Korean backdash out of the shower. And I'm hitting that like I'm just, you know, just cock out fucking ass jiggling, dude. I'm fucking Korean backdashing out of the water.
Wait, what are you... Well, did you get it right?
No, I did not get it right the first time. I went like this. Pss, pss, right? Cold water. I was like, oh, man,
okay,
that sucked.
Do you think it's just a learning curve, or do you think it was a really poor design choice?
I mean, there's no other way to really design it, I guess. Okay. But maybe put it on the closest wall or just not in an area that you would have to. I mean, it's fine once you know it.
No, I don't know if you guys
have
talked about this yet.
Korean backdash.
I'm pretty sure when the studio, like the building itself, not the work put up here, but the building itself was built, the studio was built using ChatGPT because there's just some stuff that is really out of place. And if you only look at it once and you glance over, you're like, oh, this looks nice. But then if you like see it for a minute, you're
really
like,
look
that,
at it,
that
like,
doesn't make a lot of sense
so
for that to be there.
Strange,
I mean, one of my favorite aspects has to be we have a studio door to the bathroom right here. So I was able to take a piss and then peek in on Nana recording.
He peeked in
just to make sure the recording was still going.
Everything going okay in here?
That was when we were playing Motorsport. Love that game. Storm.
Can you guys hold it down for just a moment?
Yeah, what's up?
I don't mean to like break the immersion, but I need to go get our dinner off of the phone.
Leave it out there. Yeah, so we can.
You don't want me to. You said leave it out there.
No. I meant go get it. I meant leave it out here.
He meant like leave it all on the floor, like leave it out on the track.
Yeah, leave it all.
Like give
you know,
it your best.
Going to get it.
It's kind of so
like
don't leave it.
I'm glad you interpreted that because I forgot I said it after until he did. But that's
it's
exactly
like how Toasty says like salt in the game. Like
yeah,
it's just a
okay.
difference.
I'll say tear it up sometimes. That's my equivalent.
Yeah, you do say tear it up.
So go get it? Or
yes.
Yeah, no, I already have a topic plan. That
I was only... going to say, Dotto, what are the riveting questions you've written down?
I was going to say,
go right now? Or
Yes.
Get out of here, man.
Because I want to talk about something that, oh, wait, I forgot you do play this, but this will be better. Me and Thunder are going to discuss League of Legends.
Without me?
That'll make you hurry.
It'll make you hurry.
A gold or above conversation? Because I've never been gold.
I'm not going to lie. I just recently started playing again, and my ass is bronze. Now.
So we were gold. They got better. The other players got better over the years.
I am a bronze fucking player right now, unfortunately. And I think I can get silver, but it's not looking too good.
Sorry to come back, you know, into this AB conversation after I seed my way out. But
did you really already get it?
Yeah.
Wow. He's just at the door, yeah.
I ate some and like
he everything. Did it very fast.
That was fast, right?
He wanted to come back to the league combo.
We were filming a podcast. I didn't want to, you know.
I'm just saying to perception blitz us was a little.
I feel like I should know this, but I honestly don't. What roles do you guys play? Like what's your like primary go-to?
Okay, so I was a jungler like to my core, and then Freak gutted it because he mains ADC and he took over like balancing, and they took it from a place where jungler could be like a carry role to where they hammered it into secondary support. It is very hard to like be the strongest guy on the field as a jungler anymore, because like you will start getting taxed and get less gold and stuff if you're doing too well, because like they hammered fucking jungle. So I went to be
still
a top main
right now, or yes. that
happened like within the last couple of years, I want to say like 2 years or so.
I know jungle's pretty different now.
It's more gank heavy. It's not like you don't impact the game. It's just not the way that I like to play. So now I'm top full time, but I hear top's rough because it's a lot of range top laners now. But yeah,
I do like running Vayne top.
Wow, I hate you because because if you're on the other team, you're god, and if you're on my team, you're garbage.
Your ass. Yeah, that I hate range. Anybody that goes top ADC, I know is going to fuck my life up if they're on my team.
Yeah, regardless of which team they're on.
My team did
my
not
shit.
Like that I was then, trying to run Vayne top for some reason.
My teammates are the type to pick Vayne top, go 0-5, and go, I think if we peel for me, we can win this thing. It's like, bro, I'm not about to fucking peel for the loser, dude. Like, we have an ADC that's doing fine. A little more to worry about there. But I like Thunder. I also like jungle. But I went everywhere because my biggest problem are just the shitters. League of Legends... I'm one of them now, but had way too many people that are just bad at the game, will talk shit the whole time. So I would either do the bot strat where I would team up with my duo or whoever I was playing with and just control bot lane, or you know, play ADC or jungle or whatever, and whatever role got me last.
And anytime we play, either you're supporting Kinsey,
yeah,
and I'm jungle, or you're in the mid. Or you and I do a bot lane. That's like that's usually much, how we. Yeah. I'll support for him because it's fun. But
I've been known to tear it up on a game of Zeroth, though. I will say Zeroth is quite nice.
Zareth.
The
electric.
Zareth. A lot of people do call.
He's
him
got the cool. We could get really nerdy here and be honest for a long time. Zareth has the coolest lore to me.
I do like his lore.
Out of all the characters,
what is his lore?
He's a scientist who basically figured out how to make himself god. And he's like this like boundless electric energy pouring out. And the other scientists found him like while he was in the process of doing it and locked him up in a like big steel, you know, huge metal bodysuit and put a lock on it. And he's like half broken out of it right now.
That's like that's his ultimate, is like he's breaking the chains and it's spitting.
That's why he's got the range. But yeah, you're basically seeing like 5% Zareth power at any given time because he's still mostly locked up in the thing.
I also really like Sylas. I don't necessarily know his lore too much, but I like that
he's a cool looking fucking
he's
character.
He's just a prisoner that like broke free. See, that's a good example of a Jack dude as a character. But he's just like he's got the fucking chains. Dude, that character's badass. Mm-hmm. I don't play him nearly enough, but he is really cool. And Nano, your favorite lore? Your favorite character lore?
I did not look into the lore all that much.
Which is like, do you know any stories?
I don't know a ton of the stories, no. I just played the game.
Well, I'm just going to assign him early League of Legends Rammus to be his favorite storyline.
Okay.
That was my I got so much mileage out of that bit. That might have been the... Because in early League of Legends, they had a lore page. Like for all the old characters, times were simpler. You click on lore. For Rammus, it was just, okay. And when I clicked on that, I think I keeled over laughing. The pure genius.
That joke was way funnier then because lore pages used to be like a page or two. They've gone in and like shrunk everybody's now and changed a lot of it too. So like that, MS isn't the same and stuff.
It was so good. Like you just, you go from like Master Yi's, the fucking, I don't even remember that. It's like, what is the it's
he,
like.
He, him and Zed trained with each other along with Viego had something to do with
it. Yeah, I'm trying
to
think of like what, I think he's from. Ionia,
not Viego,
Ionia.
Kane.
Yeah. Ionia is what I'm thinking of. But like, all this fucking beautiful lore, click over Rammus. Okay. But great game. I mean, I've been playing it way too much.
Have you actually? You've been playing it that much?
I mean, not as much as I used to, no, because it just takes so much time, dude.
Yeah.
They take way too much time. I enjoy three league games. All of a sudden, it's tomorrow. I'm like, well, great.
That's my problem. I used to have nights I would set aside, be like, you know what? I'm playing league tonight. And I would have a couple beers, but it's like I would start playing at like 8 or 9 p.m. and I'd be done at like 4 a.m. and I feel like I played six games.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, all right, I played six games and won three of them and I hate myself.
Yeah, so. I went 3-3 and my LP didn't change. Yeah, like, that's a night.
Right, like, well, I'll get them again tomorrow. But Thunder, another game that you play a lot is Pokemon, or at least I think of you as like a Pokemon guy.
I dabble back in it, yeah. Legends EA. All right, we've got a couple Megas announced.
What do you think about Megas in general?
Mega is not my favorite gimmick. I don't hate it or anything, but I think it's like, it'll be really cool in ZA, but I think it's like the community I see bitching too much about it. Any game that doesn't have a Mega in it, they're like, oh my God, we should put Megas in this. And it's like...
Dude, some of those Pokemon mechanics I actually hate, like Gigantamax and Dynamax, I do not like that at all.
I didn't play that generation. I like the idea of it. I hate Z moves because Z moves came out in Sun and Moon, which are like the slowest games of all time already.
What are Z moves?
Z move, your Pokemon gets like one special move they can use. So it's like a fifth move, but it's just usually whatever their type is and a shit ton of damage. Yeah. But in Sun and Moon, which is already the slowest game ever made against your will, Z moves were like a 25-second unskippable cutscene in a battle that you were probably one-shotting whatever you were hitting anyway.
That's true. I also thought by slow, you just meant this is a fucking loser fact of the day. The Pokemon in Sun and Moon are also just insanely slow.
So I can go on a rant about that. But yeah, so that was my dive back in. So I played the first three gens as a kid and then I stopped after Ruby Sapphire.
This is the same shit that happened to me.
Stopped after Ruby Sapphire, discovered ROM hacks and stuff when I was in college. And then when I got back on YouTube and I was so into the ROM hacks because they were so good, I was like, you know what? I am going to jump back into Pokemon. Spent like $600 on a 3DS with a capture card so I could play the new Sun and Moon game coming out, and I got Moon, and I fucking hated it. It was I didn't want to be a hater going into it. I saw X and Y, and X and Y looked fun. I was like, here's the new game, and it's like, all the Pokemon are slow. They force wild battles on you, so repels don't work. They tried to do stuff that wasn't gyms, which is, you know, good for the effort, but the thing that they did sucked. Like, Sun and Moon is so bad all the way around. The first 25% of the game, it's four islands. The first whole island is a tutorial. It, like, just won't let go of your hand the whole time.
That's how I know Sun and Moon sucks, because it's the exact same story for me, Nano. Like, I went in, because they had the mechanic where four of your friends could battle in, like, this weird free-for-all battle thing. So me and my friends were hyping each other up, like, you're going to buy it? I'm going to buy it. This shit's going to be sick. I'm the only one that fucking bought it. So I bought it, and then I'm like, well, I'm going to play it. And I was like, you know what? And it's going to be sick. And then the cutscenes went on forever. The flags guide you everywhere. The tutorial never ends. Like Thunder said, I was even like, oh, they're trying something new that isn't gyms. By 3 hours in, I was like, I really wish they had gyms in this game. Like,
man, gyms would have been great here.
Oh, my fucking God. And the Pokemon being slow, I'm not even that big of a competitive battler. I mean, I dabble on some Showdown. But, like, Vikavolt looks really cool. It's a damn shame I will never do anything with it because he has a speed stat of 35.
I think in its Pokedex entry, it says how fast it is. Exactly. I think it, like, that's mentions that it's a speedster.
It's a lightning bug with, like, flappy wings that's like a hummingbird. He looks like a hummingbird. You look, and I'm like, why am I losing the speed off to a fucking golem? Yeah. Like, so, I can't beat out a rock?
I think the main part that kills me is you can go from one route to another. You can buy repels and use them, but there's, like, if you're walking through a cave or through an area where a Pokemon's flying, you still have to walk through some areas where they will force a battle on you. So then that starts, and you can't run from it because every Pokemon in that generation that you've caught is slow as fuck, and you're not faster, so you don't get the free run. And then when you fail the run, they call for help, and now there's two of them, and they keep doing that shit. And yeah, and that's, like, trying to get from town A to town B. Like,
I don't get when they released Ultra Sun and Moon, I was like, go fuck yourself. I'm not falling for this shit.
Dump
twice,
those
dude.
In the same crater they put ET in.
I felt really bad because, like, I would watch YouTubers too. Have you ever seen this, Nano? Like, sometimes it's sad to watch, like, YouTubers. This happened a lot to me. And you just realize, like, they are not fucking with it. It's kind of like Sparking Zero for us, but not, like, thing is, I don't even think Sparking Zero is that bad. But it's just like, yeah, I can't wait to do this. And by episode three, they're like,
if you became a PokeTuber around Gen 4, and, like, I feel bad because it was a slow, like, it's picking back up, to be fair, but, like, it was a slow drop off.
What was Gen 4? Is that Black and White?
No, that's Gen 5. 4 is, like, Diamond and Pearl, Platinum.
Oh, okay.
But, like,
right. Sorry, I'm not contributing much to this conversation because I'm just not a big Pokemon guy. Mm-hmm. No, I stopped at Silver and didn't play them again until a bit of Black, and then didn't play again until Let's Go Pikachu. So, like,
no, I gotcha.
Let's Go Pikachu was a classic.
No, I think what Dotto was getting at, though, is it just it's got to be real like demoralizing, because you only get a Pokemon game like once every so many years, like a big one, and you're like, oh, this is going to be a main content thing for me for a while, and you get the game and it sucks, and you know that this is your game for like the next 2 or 3 years, and it's like
It feels like prison.
And I don't watch a lot of Let's Players to be able to have ever seen anyone truly experience that. So
have you ever been a Let's Play YouTube watcher, or is it just like lately you're not a?
No, there's probably a reason that he says I'm quiet during our Let's Plays. I this is just not my type of content to consume, really.
I gotcha.
No, but I just meant in general. I feel like, I mean, we've talked about it with like this, especially with gacha games. There's just like those certain cycles. I mean, I've never seen a gacha game YouTuber actually like crack and quit because of it, but I've literally seen other YouTubers go through like a down cycle and it just fucks them up forever.
Or wait. What do you mean? You don't pay enough attention then, because there's been, as someone who's been in this scene for a really, really long time, I've seen so many faces come and go.
That's what I'm saying.
You just haven't paid enough attention. There's been a lot of faces come and go on the gacha scene. I mean, technically,
I've come and gone like 4 times.
So, yeah. Technically, we have someone sitting right there that made Dokkan content, and again, as I said, was an inspiration as my Dokkan content, and he doesn't touch that game anymore.
Yeah, I mean, even like Rhyme, it did that.
And Rhyme, yeah, Rhyme, yeah. Rhyme burnt out on doing like to me, Rhyme isn't even much of like a Dragon Ball creator anymore. He's like a Yu-Gi-Oh creator in my brain. I don't know how he would feel about me saying that, but like, I see there's just so much Yu-Gi-Oh stuff that he puts out. So it's like that. Like I feel like Master Duel really filled that void of no gacha content on his channel.
I mean, yeah, I think it kind of did. He does it a lot. But yeah, no, it's always sad for me to see. Not like with gacha stuff, it's more, I don't know. There's just a certain unique sadness with Pokemon I saw. Or yeah, I mean, some people just get rocked. Yeah,
I was gonna say it's also different because gacha, because like Thunder pointed this out, you only get a Pokemon game every so often, and like, yeah, a big one. Gacha content, it's like, well, I'll see you in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, if as long as your game isn't dying in gacha, like then you have a bad update. And it's like, all right, this update kind of sucks. You know, I'm going to be doing some off content for a little while, but then the next update comes out and they usually take feedback.
Pokemon, you're like, well, I guess see you guys in like 3 years.
Pokemon is like, wow, am I a Sun and Moon YouTuber? Because this makes me want to jump out a window.
It's like, that is when I would actually put like being a YouTuber like pretty high up on the hard to do tier list, because like, damn. The mental fortitude you have to just keep on trucking through some ass like that is insane.
I mean, I think that's, yeah. Can I sound like an unk for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
How do they determine, so like when I'm playing Scarlet and Violet and it has a mixture of new Pokemon and old Pokemon, what exactly is determining why are they including some of like this gen, that gen, this gen? Like, is there a reason for that? Or is it just like...
So, I mean, it used to
be... Because not all Pokemon are in Scarlet and Violet, right? Like, that's
right. So up until Scarlet and Violet, you would get whatever Pokemon they deemed they wanted in that gen, and then when you beat it, you would unlock the National Dex, which means you could trade and possibly go somewhere to catch all the old Pokemon that they didn't put in the game, basically.
Is that where... is it Home? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Comes into play?
Yes.
But you can't access that until you beat the game?
In the previous games, if you were going to Nat Dex trade, they... eventually made Home, but you would trade from game to game before, and now they're like redoing Home to make it fit their new thing. So starting with Scarlet and Violet, or maybe it was Sword and Shield, they got rid of the National Dex. They said, we're only putting these Pokemon in the game, and other Pokemon from before just can never enter it, because they wanted to sell it back to you later as DLC. They didn't give you a Nat Dex spot anymore. They made you buy the DLC, which had access to other Mon. And then B, I think they just didn't want to port all of them on. They tried to use the excuse that, like, well, we didn't want to remake all the graphics from the ground up.
This is what caused the great, like, Pokemon internet debates of, if you remember, like, a bunch of Pokemon fans freaking out.
One of the excuses was they said, since we're moving to the Switch, we don't want to have to, like, remake every model, every animation for every Mon going to Sword and Shield, so we're only going to pick some. That game wasn't out for like an hour, and data miners hacked into it, and they compared it 1-to-1, and it was just the 3DS model scaled up. So that excuse was just complete BS. And then they sold more Pokemon to you later as DLC.
That's why people got mad, is they were like, well, we want to make the animations really good. And then the animations were shit, and people were like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the game cost more, was on a console for the first time, but looked like shit, ran like shit. And then also, if you want some of your favorite mod, you got to buy the DLC that comes out afterwards as well. I didn't buy Sword and Shield for that reason, because, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. Back then, I was like, oh, you know, it's Pokemon. It's fun. Like, because people were like super, super hating on it, which rightfully deserved. But now I've kind of joined the hater side. I'm like, why is Pokemon Like back in the day, Pokemon was Pokemon and it was catchy and fun, but it also was like the best looking game on my Game Boy. It was the coolest game, the best music, the all this. And now it's just shit the whole time.
That's the part that fucks me up. Scarlet Violet runs way better on the Switch too. So we did just make a big jump. But like, man, these games should not be looking somewhat comparable to the graphics on like Pokemon Stadium 2.
Not at
Like on an N64, like you could put some Sword and Shield shit in some Pokemon Stadium with the Pokemon actually doing their animations and moves and attacks. And like, it's comparable at least, which is really fucked up because we're like 25 years removed. From that console.
Those are in-game shots right there of those of the Pokemon.
It looks better than Sword and Shield.
It's got more character.
That's an iconic shot.
I use the cover box. That is my actual I'm hoping. Can that camera see this, Tosi? Yeah,
it can.
That is my actual N64 box. Like that is the N64 that like I got as like a kid. Yeah. So we're doing a Thundershot podcast. We have to at least talk about the WWE at least once.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah, that makes sense.
Talk wrestling?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll be here. This is gonna be a 3-hour podcast.
Dude, so I won't lie, and this is crazy for me to say, but you're a Roman Reigns guy, mm-hmm. right? And have been.
I never wavered on Roman Reigns.
I was gonna say you are a he's everyone's favorite.
They were suffering succotash promos. I stayed a Roman fan. I started being a really big Roman fan right before the Shield split, and then his first match with Lesnar where Seth cashed in on him, I think he like that was the match where he like royally won me over. I was like, this is my guy. He could come out and suck for the next 10 years. I'm gonna be cheering for this dude.
So for me, so have you ever wavered on WWE, or like have you been a fan since you were a kid and just all the way through?
I started watching wrestling when I was like 4.
Holy balls. Okay.
And I was a fan until I hit like that like early preteen, and then I didn't like hate it. I just kind of tapped out of it, which was not a bad time to tap out of it because we're looking at like the 2009 to 2014 area where it did get kind of dicey to watch. It was pretty rough. That was like the ending of the PG era or whatever. And then I came back in about the time the Shield was cropping up. CM Punk was having a heyday. The Shield was cropping up. I tapped back in about then.
Okay, so that's pretty similar sort of me, right? Like same thing. Grew up watching it because I feel like most kids in the 90s that like actually grew up in the 90s, not like poser, like, oh, I'm a 90s kid, like somebody else in the room.
Yeah.
I was alive in the 90s for 6 hours and claim it. Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah. I feel like you just watched wrestling. Like that was just a thing that like, I don't know, like the action figures were everywhere. You just watched it. So like obviously watching Stone Cold, Triple H, The Rock, all of them. And I think I got out around the time Batista and like RKO and all of them, not RKO.
Randy Orton.
He does the RKO. Anyways, actually like started getting popular, and I came back in because all the people I worked with at my job before doing YouTube were super into wrestling, and it was when the Shield was a thing. And my favorite wrestler when I came back was Seth Rollins.
Yes, that's a badass.
And Seth was so cool. And of course they banned his
he does it again.
What?
That wasn't banned for very long. That was banned for like a year, maybe two.
Oh,
and
shit.
And now the announcers just point out that he delivered a stomp to the back of the neck. I think that's how they skirted that.
Got it.
But also
it.
They're on Netflix and shit, so like the rules are different.
Okay. I thought it was that he actually hurt somebody with it. Okay. It was just
that might have been like an NWB lore reason, is like, oh, this guy is actually fucked up, I guess. But that no, it was always a behind the scenes like ad dispute thing or whatever.
And one of my like favorite like because I won't sit here and try to be a poser because I didn't watch it like all the time, but we would do some like get-togethers and like watching shit. But like the Shield moments still to this day are like my favorite things, because then after that and YouTube, I got so busy I stopped watching for a bit, but I would always tap in on the like bigger moments. And now probably the last like 5 or 6 years I've only really watched like WrestleMania, which this year I did miss, but I don't think I missed much. I missed much with this year's WrestleMania. Was it good or no?
Yeah.
Was it good? Yeah, damn. Okay. Yeah. I didn't. I watched last year's though, and last year's was fucking crazy.
Okay. So what was last year's? What is this? Roman retained?
Yes. Last year's is when Cody actually won, and beat Roman. But that was also when Undertaker showed up and Cena showed up, and
so that's the one I was. Rock, there. Yeah, I was there at that one.
You were at that
one? I was in Philadelphia both nights. Me and Hom. Yeah.
Holy balls! Yeah.
I had tickets tonight too. And we were going to like watch night one from a bar or something. And I got FOMO real bad. And I was like, you know what? These nosebleeds are like $150 pop. So I just got them.
Dude, because that's last year's is the one that I saw people memeing a lot, which is like the shot of Cena, like, and I think is it the Undertaker? It's the Undertaker's like gong, right? And he's like looking at the camera. And
the Undertaker gets
or was
the,
it
Rock.
The Rock. Oh,
Rock comes out, bitches Cena. Because Cena,
what
comes,
it is.
Cena
it's
comes
the
out, bitches. I think Jimmy. Rock comes out, bitches Cena, and then the gong hits.
Yeah.
So I have never, and this is probably one of like my biggest like wrestling fan regrets. I never got to see the Undertaker do a full entrance in person before he retired. But not knowing he was supposed to be there and still hearing the gong and him still showing up in the ring that's about as close as you're gonna get.
Okay,
at this point.
Was there any part of WrestleMania this year that was as good as that last year?
What the fuck was this year's Wrestle?
Because
like. Was that not the most recent WrestleMania?
No, that was last year's.
Oh, I guess.
That was last year's. That was not this year's.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am positive, sir. I am positive.
There's no way I've just like erased this WrestleMania from my memory.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't even tell you right now, like, what happened at WrestleMania 25. Like, it was not 25, but 2025. I couldn't because I still like to tap in on the WWE YouTube channel just to like see like what like, you know, watch the clips and all of that. But anyway, yeah, dude, the Shield, as you're looking that up, the Shield was just so.
Oh, it
so
was
sick.
In Vegas. Yeah. Hold on. OK, so no, this WrestleMania wouldn't have been as good as last year because that one was a legendary. But
dude, Roman's theme with the live. I believe it was like a high school. It was like a local high school got to do. I'm like, dude, that's like a peak. You're making like a peak moment, a key moment,
key
I guess
moment.
You could say. Like right there, like to be able to say that you were on the high school band that got to play Roman Reigns theme coming out. Like that shit is so cool, man. Especially if you were, because the drummer, I remember in that, like the person that was on the drum set doing that, I was just like, man, that'd be so sick. That's such a cool ass story to be able to say.
Dude, and the... Yeah, and that being like the ending of it, and like I saw, I don't know if they cut it on camera or not. I have a bunch of like videos and pictures on my phone and stuff, but we had really good seats for the second night. So we're like, I don't know, like there's the floor seats, and then if you were in like the actual seats, we were like 12 rows up, probably closer. And the angle like ramp, and then like the ring is right over there. So I had some good shots, but yeah, after the match is over, Roman walks up and him and Paul hug at the top of the ramp. And I got a lot of shots of that, but yeah, the whole thing was stellar. And that's like the title reign of our generation. So to be there while it ended was really cool.
Yeah, man. Dude, so I want to say this two more because I don't know that Dotto can relate to wrestling too much.
Whoa, bro. What? I used to watch some wrestling just like
what are we talking?
Like Rey Mysterio's heyday. Randy Orton was there. I remember that. John Cena was like more of a mainstay. I just thought he was a wrestler guy. There was an Irish guy.
Finley.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think all the ones I saw.
Wait, Finley. Who am I thinking of then with... that's not his name, right? Finley?
What is this? What are you doing?
Because he had like the tall spiked up hair. Red?
No, you're thinking of Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Oh, are you thinking of Sheamus?
I might be thinking of Sheamus too.
Okay. Finley jumped out of my head, but yeah, no, it's Sheamus.
I was like, I definitely don't think this person I'm thinking of is his name was Finley, but
I just watched a lot of Rey Mysterio. I thought he was the coolest. I thought when he would do the like through the ropes, like fucking like spin kick, I was like, that's pretty cool. I think I get this whole wrestling thing.
So who was your favorite growing up?
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Who was your favorite growing up?
Dude, I'm basic as shit, dude. I like my two favorite. I couldn't pick between them, which was always a thing. My friends would get mad at me about this, but Stone Cold and The Rock. I couldn't help it.
Nothing wrong with that.
The basic, most basic answer ever, but holy shit, that glass shatter, like the hype behind the glass shatter, just it's too fucking good. And like The Rock set. Ah, man.
Okay. So my favorite wrestler of all time, his heyday was, he had a heyday before Stone Cold and The Rock really took off, and then he came back after they had their stint, because The Rock was only in WWE for like four and a half years.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
He
long.
Wasn't at like, and then he would come and go as Hollywood Rock sometimes, but he did a lot with a really short career. Like, it's insane his name is still that big. But after like The Rock came in and him and Stone Cold clashed a bunch, my guy came back and then had a second run that was also phenomenal. But Shawn Michaels is my favorite ever.
Oh, okay.
That dude, my favorite match of all time is the first Hell in a Cell with Shawn and The Undertaker. It's Kane's debut. I don't know if you've ever seen that clip or not, but.
So is he your favorite entrance? Who's your favorite entrance?
Whew. Man,
I know mine for this.
He has one where he comes in off a zip line that was really sick.
Oh, okay.
And that one's up there as like a favorite entrance. My favorite theme is probably NWO. Okay. That theme's badass, but I don't know. Entrance, I didn't think about that for a minute.
Dude, yeah, I like whatever Batista's is.
I was just going to say, this is not my favorite, but I love Batista's entrance. Batista's entrance is sick as shit.
Okay, he also has one of my favorite entrances ever at a WrestleMania, because he came back one year. He went and did movies for a while, and he came back, and he won the Royal Rumble. And people were mad at it because they really wanted Daniel Bryan to win that year. Mm. So this is like, if you hear about it, this is like the year the fans like cheered Daniel Bryan back on the role and the Yes movement. So even though Daniel Bryan wasn't supposed to be in the title match, he was in the title match and he won it, like, because this was like the fans year or whatever. But people hated Batista so much for being a Hollywood guy who came back. And it's not that he was a Hollywood legend who came back. It's that he came in when Daniel Bryan should be winning. So the fans like really turned on this guy. Mm. So when he comes out, usually he comes out and he's got the pyro and all this shit, and like he goes crazy. But for this WrestleMania, he comes out, his song is I Walk Alone, and he does like the motion. I don't even think pyro went off. And then he just walks down this long ass ramp with like, there's no extra lights. There's no extra like funny to it. It's just a spotlight on him and there's not people cheering for him. And I don't know why, like that one, it's like poetic. I don't know. Because he won him back later. Everybody loves him now. Like, it's not like they didn't stay that way. They were just mad because they wanted Daniel Bryan to win stuff. But that was like softly a really, really cool moment that sticks with me, because dude walked alone. He was just out there.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to be greedy and I'm going to say a few here.
Tear it up.
I really like Edge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Edge is like.
Did you see his comeback?
Maybe.
I could show that a couple years ago. He came back at the Rumble.
Oh, okay.
He broke his neck. He was done forever. Like he was acting. He was doing all that. And then like after 11 years, they didn't know, like nobody knew he was at the Rumble, and he showed up at the Rumble. Sick. But anyway. Dude,
yeah. I feel like his song is so iconic. Like that shit is so good.
He made a better one for Judgment Day. Well, I'll have to share that to you because I like it more than I like his theme.
Really?
It's so hard. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot. Like there's a lot of good ones, but like Roman Reigns is one right now. It's so cool.
Don't get me started, because there's so much stuff I could take you and like I could show you the Roman Reigns arc that like he went through to become like the monster that ended up with the big title reign and all that. But yeah, there was he had a match with Daniel Bryan, and the thing was that Daniel Bryan lost. He had to leave WWE. So everyone's like, okay, Daniel Bryan might actually like win this one, because like why would he leave WWE? You know, like this might actually be the first guy to beat Roman since Roman came back, and they really built it up and it was a really big thing. And Daniel Bryan comes out and the Yes chants are going crazy. And then that was the night that Roman came out with new music. So that was the first time anybody heard it.
Is it this music?
Yeah, yeah, the music. Technically, he's updated it since then, but the first time he swapped from the old one to the one that we bump, everybody immediately knew. It's like, all right, well, he's not coming out in this era with new music and not like beating the shit out of this guy. Yeah. So.
Damn, dude, I might need to see that. Yeah, I love WWE. I wish I could watch it more. I just. It's like the live events happen and I'm busy, and then you let them stack up too much and it's like, shit,
I don't even feel like I have time for weekly anymore. I will watch the pay-per-views and let the video packages catch me up, or Twitch chat, because sometimes I'll watch it with Twitch chat. But I'll let the video packages like tell the story before the match. And as long as I catch it like the one time a month, I feel like I'm basically with it.
The YouTube, I'm not kidding, the YouTube channel and clips really help like decently stay up on top of like that, what, you know, WWE and kind of like... almost like one pace sort of type situation where you're trimming out the filler, man, dude. Yeah. WWE. Good stuff. All right. Well, Thunder, what is, first off, is TNT ever coming back, or is that dead?
It's not dead. That takes a lot of work for me, a big handful of other people. It takes a lot of work to produce that and make that happen. TNL now, by the way, it's like umbrella.
My bad.
TNT is one of the shows on TNL, but anyway, it's not dead. I have to be like so like obsessed with that before I can do it, or it'll fizz out too quick. So it has to be like the main thing on my brain. Like I have to be pacing in my house, like thinking up storylines and what to do with it. I have to be that excited about it before I pull the trigger on it, or I won't be able to stick with it for very long. It's just a lot of work.
Got it. Have you ever done that with like a co-host or anything, or like brought in additional
people? No, that is definitely something we want to do the next time we bring it back, though, because it was tricky before. But we've got a way to make it a lot smoother now, especially with like being able to share video and Discord and all that, and the way that we produce the matches and everything. So
even without that, are you still like, I don't know if I've seen, and that maybe this is just me missing out on the stream or something, but have you played the most recent WWE?
Like, No, I actually skipped this year.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, I don't feel like I've seen a Thunder WWE stream this year.
Yeah. Whatever games I was playing on stream at the time had my attention, and I didn't want to get the game until I was getting TNL up and running, and I just haven't yet.
Yeah, I haven't touched this one either. I actually I kind of wanted to buy and own a physical copy of 2K25 because I liked I think it was 2K25. I liked Roman's
the cover
art for that one specifically. Yeah. I thought that one was actually really, really cool. There was one I was looking at. I don't know which year this was, but it was a Thunder. It was a Thundertaker. Jesus Christ.
Thundertaker.
that's kind of, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to replace Undertaker.
Yeah. It was an Undertaker collector's edition box that looked really fucking cool for WWE. And I can't remember what year it was, but I saw this on my, I was browsing. I've been on a huge physical game collection arc. And I found an Undertaker collector's edition of WWE.
Would have been 16 or 17. I had a,
let me see if I can actually find this
Demon out. Finn Balor collector's edition that came with like a figure of him in the demon form. It's pretty sick.
Oh shit. Okay, man. Anyway, sorry. Let me go back to my actual question is what is like your like absolute favorite thing to stream?
When we're firing on all cylinders, TNL is like, it's really hard to top that. Cause that's like, that is a production. That is like,
oh, okay.
Like the community is completely involved because they're the ones that made the wrestlers, and we've put them, like, we work with them on the storylines and how we get to where we get while still maintaining unpredictability because we simulate the matches, most of them. And then the people that we have, like,
wait, put so
the matches
in those
together,
games, you can choose who's gonna win?
No, not really. We stick to CPU versus CPU for the vast majority of it, so it is just like put them in there and let them simulate. I've gotten a little bit more handsy with like, just like pre-recording to make sure certain key elements to drive story happens. And sometimes that involves like who's winning and who's losing, but ultimately a lot of our matches are still, you know, whatever the outcome is. So that's the hard part about like booking it, because you have to be ready for like, okay, but what if this person wins? Where do we go from there?
Here it is. It was 2K.
2K14.
Oh yeah. That is the game. No, it would have been. That might be the game I got partnered off of.
Oh, really?
On Twitch, yeah.
This is a sealed. I don't know. How do you guys feel about grading video games?
What do you mean?
I don't like grading stuff in general. But
oh, really? In general?
I mean, cards. I think that's the only one.
Do they do that? If it's unsealed, I would kind of get that.
Even comic books, like, because I've been more into comic books, a sealed comic book is like worthless because like, oh, this historical artifact and I can only see the cover.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Cool. It's known for its art. We have to preserve that so nobody can look at it ever. Like,
but the one thing about, so with video games, I just don't care because they're probably going to go on a shelf to like look at them. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I've done with all the games I've bought. But with a comic, which I guess you're right, it probably would also go on a shelf, but at least you know you're buying it. Like, if it's a, I don't know what they do for comics. I think is it 100-point scale? Do you know?
I think so, yeah.
So like you buy like a 95 like Venom debut copy or something like that. Like, you know, it's coming in like really good condition. I mean, you could crack it open yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess you could. I just feel like that's like, it's so much more money.
Does Dino have some? I think Dino has some in his backdrop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he has a few. I don't think he's like very.
He's not, yeah, it's not like him
in
his cards.
It's not one of his things.
Yeah, but I think he has a few. This is completely off topic, but since we just mentioned, I just want to ask, have you actually, so Dotto come into the Santa Monica studio, he brought comics with him. Have you actually read any of them?
Yeah, I'm like through like three of them now.
Okay, what made you get back into comics like that, or have you ever been into
this? Is this the Batman initial one, or is this later than the Batman one?
I don't think, or I saw that. I saw one. Green Lantern on the front of
no
Batman,
you,
right?
it's Green Lantern is, and that cover is the reason why I'm reading this series, because I thought it was so sick. But I brought World Famous with me, which is the Batman and Superman like team up series. I don't remember what made me get back into them, actually.
What was you were streaming Donkey Kong and you were talking with someone.
Oh, like, yeah. No, Thunder's completely
is
right.
That it?
Yes. Okay. This is what happened is I was bringing up how it was funny because I would read. My main thing was Green Lantern, Green Arrow. I really like the color green. And they were just both cool. But then somebody was like, what do you think of Absolute Batman designs? And I said, what the fuck is Absolute Batman? And then, you know, we talked about this on a recent podcast, but my phone must have been picking me up because I got 8 Absolute Batman shorts. And I was like, fuck, this looks really cool. Like, I can't lie. Like, the design, like, specifically what he said, the designs of the characters were really cool.
Let me look into this.
And I was like, fuck, I mean.
Is it spelt out fully, or is it like?
It's Absolute Batman. It's just
Like, I wanted to say cinema first before.
Like Absolute Bane, and dude, the covers for Absolute Batman are so sick. And it's currently in its Bane art.
Damn, he's big as fuck.
He's dude. That's the joke about Absolute Batman. Everybody in Gotham is fucking yoked, dude. They even Alfred. So in this series, Bruce is not a billionaire. He's poor. He like works normal jobs.
That's not Alfred, right?
That is Alfred. He's not. He's not Bruce's butler. He's an assassin. Like he's like a different.
He can't afford a butler. Because
Bruce isn't a billionaire, so he has no money, so he can't have a butler.
He can't have a normal butler. And Bruce is also friends with all like most of the iconic Batman villains.
How many chapters or how many?
There's only like 11 right now. It's still pretty early.
Oh, okay.
And dude, if you get in now, they're about to do the first ever absolute team up with Batman and Wonder Woman.
What is this? Are you selling me like a cryptocurrency?
I'm just saying, if you get in on the ground floor of Absolute, I'm expecting Absolute Batman cross Wonder Woman is gonna. This is so corny, dude. But when I like literally, this sounds like super bad. But I was on Reddit and it said they're finally doing it, and I saw it was from the Absolute Universe subreddit. I literally clicked on a Reddit link and I went, like, it was the cover with like Absolute Bat. And dude, he's so brolic, Nano. His bat signal on his chest, he takes out like on his utility belt, he'll take out this little lever and it's fucking badass in the comics. Kind of a spoiler. And he goes like this. It's a fucking axe on his chest and he takes it off.
Oh my God.
And he has it in his hand on the, oh man, it's fucking.
Is Wonder Woman on the cover?
Yes.
How huge is Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman is also fucking brolic. She is also huge. She's not from Gotham though, but she fucking damn near looks like she could be. Her thing that she lost in the Absolute Universe is she's never been to the Amazon. Like she's still an Amazoness, but she was raised in hell.
You know what's crazy to me? Sorry to bring it back to League. I just want to say this and no, we can move on.
I kind of want to bring it back to League for a second too, so go
but
ahead.
But I think it's insane that we're as deep as we are into League's like lifespan, and I get that one of the things they want to go for is like being able to be ran on like a toaster, but that client fucking sucks.
Oh my God. And people...
Why is the client so bad?
I think it's gotten worse, honestly.
No, it has, because they won't redo it. So it's like the same client, even though the visuals change a little bit, it's running on like the same code that it was running on like 15 years ago.
Like, why can I not tab out of the game and it work fine when I come back into it?
I can do that, but I have to run it on borderless.
But even then, dude, I don't know. And then, but then like the actual just, which the when you're just hanging out, not in game, like that is absolutely just a web page. Like that's just a web page and a window. Like you can't convince me that's anything more.
And it also doesn't work very well. Like, yeah, that's what I think when I think League Client. I don't even think about being in the game itself. Yeah, I was thinking that menu, inviting friends, like that gets really weird sometimes for no reason.
Well, yeah, I was mostly talking about that, but then I started thinking about just like trying to do, like if I click off my client, I don't know. It just, things get weird. But yes, specifically when you're not in game yet. Anyway, what were you going to say about League?
No, it was really nothing big. It was just since I've been playing more and I've gotten my friends back on it, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but you know how if you're losing and the Nexus is going to explode and you agree to surrender, it'll explode
double
twice.
Pops? Yeah.
I've gotten so much more. I love the joke. Like everybody would be sad we're losing. I'm like, guys, wait. If we surrender now, we can explode the Nexus.
No, I do that too. I do that too.
I love getting mileage out of that joke. It's so funny. I just like try to really sell it like you've got an idea for this crazy comeback. And you're like, oh, wait, there is a way to make the Nexus explode twice if we time the surrender really well.
If we surrender times. Dude, yeah.
Something I don't like about League is how bitch made it's gotten. I didn't realize you can mute your team. We had this guy and like,
dude,
they like, don't get me wrong. My buddy I was playing with at the time, or my friends, because we were four stacks. So we had one random, or no, we were three stacks. So we had two randoms and they were definitely like kind of agging him on a little bit. But like this dude, like team muted us, then team unmuted to say something, and it's like, okay, I'm muting again. Team mutes, and it tells you, by the way, this is all new to me, because I don't think this was a thing. This definitely did not used to be a thing.
No, definitely.
You couldn't just mute, so you couldn't hear your teammates. Like, you used to have to take the abuse. Like, that's part of the fucking experience.
Get back here and let me mute you, boy.
Just get better. I mean...
So, they're a little quicker to ban and a little bit more, you know, like... on top of it with that. So I will team mute a lot of times, but I'm like, in my head, I'm doing it the other way around. I'm like, I don't want you to deal with me right now. Cause that's not, I will walk away being at best chat restricted. And like, that's not going to be good.
I actually agree with you. No matter what, I could be getting flamed. Like I've never been one to mute myself or mute my teammates. Cause I want to experience the truth. Like
it's part of the game. I'm sorry.
I need to see it for what it is. And I've dealt with a lot of shit. So I mean, this is going to sound bad, but the person that really introduced me to this in Thunder can speak is my girlfriend, Kenzie. She honestly, like, this is pretty fucked up. She'll mute the team like right away every time. Nobody can say anything. She'll mute everybody on the team. But also, if someone pisses her off, she'll talk shit from a one-sided glass window. Like, you can make it so it's not like a big mute. Like, it doesn't announce it. She'll just mute everybody and go, "You're fucking trash. Don't gig my lane." But she can't see the response. Like, me and Thunder have had to translate.
She's looking at it. She's looking at a mirror, right? But they're looking through the one-way mirror so they could see her, kind of.
It's the most fucked up strategy I've ever seen. I was like, don't you think, like, you should, like...
Wait, Kenzie talks shit?
Not... She gets very into League of Legends. Like, really...
Okay.
Like, she plays with her heart on her sleeve on that game. That and Magic the Gathering. I've gotten yelled at in Magic the Gathering.
Wait, you're a Magic guy?
No, I'm not. I was playing it to support her hobbies and, like, entertain her. But, I mean, you know me, and anybody that watches videos, like, one thing I really was having fun with in Magic is, like, the politics of, like, a four-man... Have you played it?
I've played Magic, yes.
Like, you know how Commander works? Like, you can have four people?
Uh-huh.
My favorite way to play that game, and she yelled, she fucking got mad at me for this, is I was like, don't you guys think, like, we should kill Kenzie? Like, her board is really strong. And I really like the politics of getting everybody killed. She was like, this is fucking bullshit. You're just winning by talking me out of the game. And I was like, your board was strong. What do you want me to do?
That's part,
like,
of it.
Like, am I supposed to stay in here and die?
It's like a Monopoly when somebody's got half the property.
Yeah, I do it in Monopoly too. Is like, I tell people, I'm like, you should make that trade. Like, you should, like, I get in their head. That's part of the game to me. Is like, there's no mute button. Like Nano said, it's like, you're here. If I can reach you with my voice, then that means that's part of the game. She did not think so.
I think it's funny you asked if I played Magic the Gathering when I have a fucking Garrick the Windbreaker's axe in my house that I guess some people do think that's Kratos' axe. That is not.
I thought
not.
It was Kratos'
you
axe.
You have a lot of shit at your house that has stuff you haven't played on it, though, before.
My favorite thing.
Do I?
So, Nano,
what you surely got some figures and stuff.
Nano, what do you think? And Thunder, I guess you can chime in.
Are you
in
saying
too.
This because I have a Naruto chair? Is that why you're saying this?
What? No, but I'm glad you brought that up. All right.
But
this guy started watching Naruto 45 minutes ago. He's got a Naruto gaming chair in his house with a little dog
fan.
On it.
I'm just a big fan.
I have an Akatsuki chair. No, but okay, but. I did want to clarify to you, Thunder, I've not only played the games, I have read like 330 chapters of Naruto, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah, no, you're in there. How many chapters are there?
So that's why when you said
like 700.
There's like 700. That's why you mentioned the thing with Naruto and Sasuke on episode one, and I was like, I don't know if I remember that, but to be fair, I started reading the manga like over a year ago at this point, so that was a while back for something I'm like speed reading through like the panels and shit. So
oh, yeah, I have...
That's probably not something that stuck out to me, like...
I've watched all of Naruto. I have not seen Shippuden yet. I still need to. I still want to. But I have played through Ninja Storm 4, so I got like the story experience of that, kind of. But I'm not like a diehard Naruto fan. But my funny, like, it's not funny. It is funny. My ongoing joke, if I feel like there's a lot of hardcore Naruto fans around me, I'll be like, yeah, I watched the first episode of it and teach your finger to students' assholes. And then the main characters kiss. So it was kind of like Yuri on Ice, but a little more gay. I'm kind of for it. Yeah, I think I'll watch it again. But that's like...
I just don't remember this. I'm going to have to pull up.
Naruto's an orphan. Naruto's an orphan. Fucking...
Yeah, I just don't remember this.
Pull up.
But Toasty, pull up Kakashi fingering Naruto.
No, I'm not doing that one.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck are you saying it like that?
What do you mean?
The AI watching this YouTube video. What the fuck?
Oh my, yeah, there you go. There's the anime shot right there. Yep. Hold on.
Hang on. Surely it's him as like a he's using his shits, right?
No.
No, that's no, real. That's just, real non Shadow Clone Naruto.
They accidentally bump into each other.
Just hey, tongue yo, that was not from the manga.
That was from Shippuden. That was not accidental. Yeah, but no spoilers.
Basically, my point being, if you haven't seen Naruto and you were thinking about getting into it, if you've seen Yuri on Ice and thought, you know what, I want this, but more gay with a little more fighting in it, then like Naruto is right up your alley.
Sasuke comes back from the village and there's a, I want to say, 4-chapter intimate gay sex scene. But
Jesus Christ. Some people skip that. I think you have to watch it.
It's kind of required reading if you really want to see Kishimoto's vision for the series.
They do it in filler too, by the way. They do it a second time. They're falling down a waterfall together. And for some reason, they get like smashed together and Naruto and Sasuke kiss a second time.
Well, they hadn't done it enough. Yeah.
I guess that's...
So what is like your like favorite anime?
Attack on Titan, but JJK is really gas. I'm a really big JJK head.
Okay.
But yeah. Attack on Titan still stands as probably one of my favorite pieces of media to exist.
Have you watched JJK's dub?
Season one. I watched I kick it into dub sometimes.
Okay. The dub of JJK is pretty damn
good. He was just talking about that Maharaga fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still want to see that. Yeah. Nano's got the
you're gonna have to
season
have
two motor. On Blu-ray, and I haven't seen the extras from season two. So
beers and Maharaga night.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, guys. Well, thank you, Thunder, for being here on the pod.
Hell yeah,
I appreciate
any,
it.
Anytime, you know.
What do you?
I just, sometimes it's just fun. Like the ebb and flow of this podcast is funny. It's just like we'll talk about a topic for like 50 minutes, talk about another topic, and it's like, what's your favorite anime? JJK. All right, thanks for coming out tonight.
we're flying, and it's like, call it, just call
the,
it ref.
The brakes just, like, if I was just listening to the podcast, like, somebody's definitely on a road trip, and they're just like, that was it? That
we're
was
here.
The final question? That was the final question? Okay.
Disneyland, all right.
I mean, do you guys want to keep going? I mean,
no,
we don't
have you to. Brought that food up, and I'm thinking about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I won't lie. I could keep going, but I'm pretty hungry right now.
We could.
And
we, could just do,
is,
we just do Thunder episode 2. Three
while we eat.
Yeah. No, seriously though, thank you Thunder for coming on, being part of the podcast. Appreciate you, man.
Anytime.
Can you tell the people where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me Thundershot on Blue Sky, Thunder Plays on YouTube, and Thundershot on Twitch. It's like my main stuff. Sure. Right now.
Hell yeah. Hell
and
yeah.
The squad level, of course. A few of us are involved in a little channel.
Yes. Thank you guys for supporting us. And I feel like I hear some music. You guys hear some?
Not yet. I mean,
wait.
My ears.
Wait. But we have to make sure. Thunder, do you hear this?
Do I hear the? Yeah. It's. Does this go away ever?
No.
Oh, how am I gonna? No. How am I gonna beat off with this
to
playing
the
in the
music,
background?
To the music.
To
the
oh, okay. Never mind. No, that'll work. you know what? I could do that. I can get into
Dude,
it. Yeah.
Get us out of here.